B'shas hadchak, going shehu b'derech, or shehoyev omeid b'mokom shehu torud. Rav Steinman has said countless times that the idea of not taking in boys to a yeshiva because their father works is an anathema. What's the word? How do you pronounce that word? It's unconscionable and terrible. Nobody listens to him. They don't listen to him. And everybody knows he said it many times to many people. They don't care. They do what they want. They're all fakers, phonies. B'shas hadchak, going shehu b'derech, or shehu yomid b'mokom shehu torud. Yeah, so an airplane would be a very good example. Or an airport sometimes. Depends which airport, I don't know. I've never been in Europe. I've been in Europe maybe once or twice, in Spain. But JFK is geschmack. It's geschmack. First of all, they have a beautiful shul there. Not beautiful. I mean, relatively speaking, they have a very nice shul there with a rabbi. Yeah, you have to walk a lot. Oh.
I'm just saying where it is. Not that it's far.
It's next to the all-purpose religion room.
Right, there's like four.
Yeah.
It's multi-denominational.
Yeah. That's Ido's rabbi. I told you, I met him. He's a good That's Ido's guy that he spoke about. I met him when I was last in the airport. Yeah, it's exactly the case. Okay, let's go. The Yorei Shiafsiku, this is what we had in Brachas. Shiafsiku over Idrachim. You know, you could be in a traffic jam and it's Shkia and you have to daven Mincha. That could be a case of Havineinu. We don't. Because we can knock off Shmona Esrei in like one, you know. So what do we need Havineinu? We don't need Havineinu.
It takes longer because we don't know the words.
Yeah, we can knock off, right. We can knock off Shmona Esrei in a minute and a half. A minute and a half to 2 minutes. What do we need Havineinu for? Osher Yuchal Ispal B'Kavono Tfila Aruka Mispalel. Here's how Havineinu goes. You daven Sholosh Rishonos. You daven the first three brachas. And then Havineinu, which is one bracha, which incorporates in that bracha the basic theme, thank you, of all the brachas and tzaliyos. Goyme Achrea Sholosh Achronos. Okay, but and it's a Shmona Esrei. But Torch Loimer Meumod, which Shagiel Ubeisuain Torch Lots of this Balel, because you davened already. The Einum is Balel Havienu Bimos Hageshamim. Because I don't know, so it's weird. Because once you have to say the same Talmud Mata, it's not going to work out. It's not going to fit into the Nusach. The Lobe Matzoy Shabbos V'Yamta, when you have to say Atochan Antanu, again, because I don't know if they couldn't. I don't know. Why couldn't they make? They couldn't figure it out.
Very strict editor.
I don't know. They couldn't figure something out. It's very, very funny. So what I do for the guy with the asthma? The Chayei Adam made up his own nusach of every bracha, the minimum amount of words where you yotzei the bracha. In other words, the basic theme of the bracha, but each one's a bracha b'tnei asthma. It's not a havineinu. It's like Slach lanu avinu, baruch atah Hashem, chanan amar b'tesloach. You know, kabtzeinu mi'ab kanfas aretz, baruch atah Hashem, kabetz etcheyem o'Yisrael. The Chayyodah made up a nusach to be used in a person's in this situation. And it's Motzei Shabbos, or it's the winter, and he can't say havineinu, so the Chayyodah has a nusach. It's in the Chayyodah, and he made up a nusach, like a short version, like Ev Bechzamos and Hakotzer Li'aladim in some Siddurim. So he made up a Shmona Esrei Hakotzer B'Shas Hadchak, and it's not Havineinu because it has 19 brachas in it. But he has like the bare bones minimum of words for each bracha that captures the essence of the bracha and the zehu, and that's
to
it.
To be used when Havineinu cannot
to be used. When Havineinu cannot be used. So if someone would find themselves, it's a good thing to Xerox, really. I've never seen a siddur that has it though. It's a good thing. It's in the Chayyodah. It's in Tval Chadal. I've never seen a siddur. No, even the big fat siddurim, you know, that have everything in it. I never saw a siddur with the Chayyodah's nusach in it. If it has Havineinu, so half a year you need the Chayyodah's nusach. You know, like the Gemara says, most animals that are born don't have Kedushas Bechorah, right? Because it's half in the Kevos, and then from the Scharim you have Tumtum and Andragonus. So here, half a year you can't say it, plus Matzah Shabbos. So most of the time you can't say Avinenu. Most of the time you can't say Avinenu. So okay, I think the Mishnah Berurah brings down about the Chayodim, if I remember correctly. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. B'shas Adchak, Avos Shalom B'shas Adchak, and you just say, hey, Geshmak, I'm going to daven Havinenu. I'm reading the Gemara, Dabaye Layit, means cursed, Amanda Mispalel Havinenu as a general, you know, all-purpose tefillah. Mikomakom B'dievet Yotza, L'maisef, a guy davens Havinenu without a compelling reason, he's Yotze. Vein Tzorech Lachzor Ula Ispalel. V'liyo Rabba Machmer Afilu B'dievet. Because of Achrenim Demroyish is Mantfila Overis, that would be a case. Im Yispala La Ruka, Mutala Chatkila Yispala La Vinenu. Vahainu Bimos Achama. What do you see from the Mishnah Berurah's din? No. What do you see? You see something from this Mishnah Berurah. Okay, it's like a riddle. How would you know? You see that you have to finish Mona Esrei by Mantfila. That's what you see from this Mishnah Berurah. Yes. So if it ever comes up as a question and you're not sure, this Mishnah Berurah is a raya, because he says when you start and you see it's gonna be Zman Tefila, so you should say Havinenu. But you're starting at the same right.
Aruch HaShulchan says if you have a right as before the shahr closes, he doesn't understand why you wouldn't be upset. No.
The Yoreshi of Sikuhu Koi Gamken Adli El Kshu Baderech, the Yoreshi of Sikuhu over Drachim. That's our Gemara in Brachas. The Lav Hochi Afilu Baderech Tov Yoseshi is Palo Kolosh Monesi Brachas Balichoi Bi Yeshiva. You know, it is better to daven sitting down than to stand up and say Havinenu. It's Palo Havinenu Bamid. So part of being Baderech is Yoreshi of Sikuhu over Drachim. Avinenu shikolelos kol habrachos. So again, nochamol. It's better to daven Shmoneh Esrei than Avinenu, even if it means sitting down or even walking while you're davening. Okay. Meuma shibavakom tefilah Shmoneh Esrei b'shas Adchak kibin shikolelos kulon. The edifu koach tefilah zul inyon zeh yosef b'shmoneh Esrei shemutol espalel malakudechanos. You can't daven Avinenu walking. Avinenu, ironically. It's like a good trick question. Avinenu, ironically, they made more chomer than Shmoneh Esrei. You know, if you daven Shmoneh Esrei, then if you're in such a situation, you can be walking and say Shmoneh Esrei. But if you end up davening Avinenu, that you can't say when walking. That you have to be standing for. Shem Dimin Storich Lamod Yatorid Vilo Yuchel Lechavein, because Shmoneh Esrei is long. Meshengim B'Kzov Zorah. Like, what do you want? We're letting you say Avinenu already. Don't push it, man. Right? Lo Yatorid Al Yaday Amidoso.
What about during the three brachas before and after?
During those brachas.
Yeah. Or does it all take...
It sounds to me like the whole thing is... Yeah.
That's a long time already.
V'imovev v'spalalo b'miyushuv. The Prima Gordon says maybe you have to daven over again. Maybe mamish, you did it. V'inim v'spalalo, because you have to say the same talumotor. And with Tzoy Shabbos you have to say Avdolah. So I don't know. Afilu mirtz. I never understood this. Afilu mirtz. The call because of an ena kapkin ena rashoi. But Tom, I am a base of Morgan Avram. Yeah. I never. It's not a good reason. It's not a gezunter. It doesn't seem to be a gezunter reason. It's weird. I am a prima godim shemastavik lomid afilu b'diavad b'spal avinenu beil ayom b'chol b'hoan. Efshu de lo yotzon. You went ahead and you said Avinenu, and you said the same talamata. So maybe overall takanos chazal. Yeah. Okay. I am a beer alocha mashik samlim shemagorin of kivega. That's the first beer alocha he suggests if it's Motzei Shabbos and you have mamish no other reitza. So say Avinenu and don't say anything. So just like if you didn't say Atochan Antonu and Shmoneh Esrei, you Yotze. So here also. Okay. Now in Mishnah Berurah of Sifkaton Vav, you have Havinenu. You, maybe you want to get a Chayodom. We'll look at it now. He brings on the I am a Chayodom. Because of Havinenu Zosar, but you can make each bracha a short bracha. And then you can say Atochan Antonu, and you can say the same Talumotar. The Hanusach Ayin Shom Bechal Chav Dalid. So do that, Bashasatcha Godol. Godol. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's see the Chayodom.
One more, the Matan Shor.
And the Zal Shmon Esrei, yeah.
A person's just learning the Daven.
What?
A person's just learning the Daven, and it's already taking 2 hours. You teach him this Din
to say Avineinu? I wouldn't, because you're not trying to get him to be Yosei Tfilo. You're trying to teach him how to daven. I would teach him how to daven like a child. Let him daven one bracha for a month, and then a second, then a third.
The goal is to teach him to daven.
The goal is not to get him the mitzvah of tefila. I assume. Here it is. What? No, that's the chiddush of the chayyad. Shasat chak, here we are. Havineinu. But you can't do it in the winter. And he said, Shasat chak godol, here's your nusach. Here, atochonin odom das. I mean, here it is. You can look at it. It's on page kuflamet. Hashveinu avinu sarasechel, bachzveinu. It's not that short. Slachlon avinu ki mochel b'soleachoto. Baruchat Hashem, chana namah b'nusloach. Rufeinu Hashem v'nei Rufei, ki kiel melech Rufei ne'monoto, baruchat Hashem Rufei chalei amo Yisrael.
He doesn't change any of the brachas.
No, he doesn't change. He just cuts out. T'kabba shafar gadol l'chei Ruseinu. Yeah. T'kabba shafar gadol l'chei Ruseinu, v'kabiseinu yachal mi'a b'kan fosoretz, baruchat Hashem v'kabitzu t'chei amo Yisrael. Baruch aleinu sashona hazos, the saint talamot of lebrach al pnei ha'adoma, v'rech shosei kishnim atavos, v'rech ato Hashem v'rech ha'shanim.
He's starting.
Es semach tovet meros ha'smiach, kili shuos l'kvina kalayom, v'rech ato Hashem, smiach kemen Yeshua. Okay, here it is. Okay, you want to know what bracha to make on this? There's mazonos here. I don't know what things
are. There's granola in here.
And what's all this stuff?
This is rimonim.
And it's all mixed together.
You mix it together. It's right now as everything is separate. You got three components. You have the granola, you have the rimonim, and you have the yogurt.
This is very hard halacha. I would make a mazonos and a shahakol.
Not an ala eitz b'chlam.
It's botel. It's a tofel.
Why isn't the Shana called tofel?
What?
Why isn't the Shana called tofel?
It really is, but there's raya sometimes that when it gets to an absurd point, like a few pieces of barley in a soup. Now that's a bad example, maybe. Yeah, that's a good example. There's a mashmos in some places in the Mishnah Berurah that you should make two brachas. That the cloud that everything is tofel to mazonos has its limits. And sometimes it's limited just that the mizonos is not batel, but the shakol is also not batel. Or in the case of the soup, the hadoma is not batel. But these are classic tefillin. Everything else, I would assume, it mixes into the yogurt. They're classic tefillin. They're tofel to the yogurt, or they'll be tofel to the mizonos.
Why is it the yogurt tougher to the pomegranate?
To the what?
The pomegranate.
Because you're eating yogurt.
Because we call it yogurt?
You're eating yogurt.
We call it yogurt.
You're eating yogurt. If you would look at it, it's a concept. First of all, if the yogurt would be like ketchup, and the pomegranate would be the food, you're right, the yogurt would be the tofel. But it's not like that.
And the granola is not adoma?
Pomegranate rogue?
Granola is
the truth is that I don't know. Tell me how granola is made. I don't know.
They take